to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And responding to what Chris was saying about viruses, viruses are being used to basically affect genetic changes. In fact, when you talk about genetically modifying life forms, very often the modifications are carried out with designed, engineered viruses. And it's a very new technology. It's very dangerous and very reckless. Look at all the horrible mistakes they're made already. And now they're trying to engineer viruses to change how you believe or whether you believe. And I know one of the other DARPA projects was a virus to attack feelings of skepticism. So they'd spray you with this virus just ahead of the political season. And the politicians would be up there saying, I'm going to take all your money. And the crowd would cheer. And they said, I'm going to screw all your wives. Yes. And I'm going to vote against you. Yes. And everybody cheers about the thing. And I know that used car salesmen were saying, we need some of that stuff. So they're seriously trying to mess with your brain and your minds. Now, one more thing about these very dangerous viruses they're playing with, like Ebola. And remember this flu pandemic from a couple of years ago? And they were calling it the bird flu, and then it turned out to actually be a hybrid between avian, human, and porcine viruses had been spliced together, which is why we were calling it the when pigs fly flu. And it was supposed to be this big, horrific thing that was going to get everybody sick unless we all swore undying loyalty to the World Health Organization. And then we found an actual document from the Centers for Disease Control where they were basically making this thing in a lab 2 years earlier, splicing human and pig and bird flu together just to see what the heck we're going to get. See if we can find something useful here. Find a real slate wiper and get them out there. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Russ in Arizona, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Another wonderful show.
Thank you.
Hey, Mike, are you familiar with the Act of 1871, which turned the country into a corporation?
Well, you're not talking about the Coinage Act, are you?
No, this is an act.
Okay.
It's called the Act of 1871. And this was after the Civil War, of course, and the country was totally broke, and they needed money, and the international money junk bankers wanted they needed money, and so the money junkies got their hands on the government. They turned our government into a corporation. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff I can send you on that, but anyways, I wanted to fast forward that to 1912, where we got a whole bunch of very nasty things that happened. We got the Wilson administration, and we got the 16th Amendment, which was never fully ratified, which brought us the income tax. We got the Federal Reserve, which was a privately owned, foreign-owned cartel. And we got the Bolshevik Revolution and World War I and the 17th Amendment. Now, that's a lot of really nasty stuff. So then I wanted to talk to you. The reason I'm bringing this on is because of all the debt we've accumulated through these Federal Reserve notes and this privately owned Federal Reserve Bank and this corporation, which is the District of Columbia. Now, if all of this debt, Mike, was created with these unconstitutional Federal Reserve notes, then the debt belongs to the Federal Reserve.
I would agree.
And so,
I'll take you one further. I think it was very inappropriate to cede the government's money creation authority to a private bank through a mere act of Congress, because that assignment of the money creation to the government is in the Constitution. Therefore, I hold it should have taken a constitutional amendment ratified by 75% of the states before the Federal Reserve could assume the money creation authority. And so, as far as I'm concerned, the Federal Reserve Act is unconstitutional, should have been struck down by the Supreme Court. And I think once we come to understand that the Federal Reserve Act was an unconstitutional act, then all of the debts attached to the Federal Reserve are null and void. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Wall Street Wizards on the lane, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And to sort of finish up on what Russ was talking about, this bill of 1871, which basically said we've got to borrow money and so forth and so on, came just a few years after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Now, remember, Abraham Lincoln, when the Civil War was thrust on him, and you need to remember the banking families of Europe, the banking clans, were supporting the Confederacy. Because Lincoln, when the war began, went to the banks and said, we need to borrow money for the war. And the bank said, we'll loan you all the money you need at 30% interest. And Abraham Lincoln said, I am not going to free the black people by enslaving the white people to the bankers. And he invoked his presidential authority to tell the Treasury, you start issuing currency that is not borrowed from bankers. And it was called the greenback. And it worked so well, not only to fund the war, but to fuel the Reconstruction, that Abraham Lincoln announced he was going to keep going with that after the war was over. And, of course, then he was shot by the crazed lone nut assassin, registered trademark. And almost immediately, Congress obediently withdrew the greenbacks, threw the American people back into the slavery of the bankers, which led to the Bill of 1871, so forth and so on. Years later, John F. Kennedy tried to break the American people free from the slavery to the bankers. with his executive order 11110, which ordered the Treasury Department to issue $4.5 billion worth of U.S. notes based on the silver that was in Fort Knox that had been recovered from the Taliatrons down at Oak Ridge, an early version of uranium enrichment system. The electromagnets were so powerful they had to be made with silver wire or they'd overheat and melt. And when that method of uranium enrichment became obsolete, the silver was recovered and sent back to Fort Knox. And on the basis of that, Kennedy issued $4.5 billion worth of U.S. notes, which circulated through the American economy without accruing interest to the Federal Reserve. 5 months after Kennedy did that, he was shot dead in Dealey Plaza. And John J. McCloy, president of the World Bank, president of the Chase Manhattan Bank, was put on the Warren Commission. Why? He may be a really good banker, but he's not qualified to investigate a homicide, which is what we are told the Warren Commission was all about. So, presidents who stand up to the bankers have a bad habit of getting shot at. Happened to Andrew Jackson, too, but both guns failed to fire. And when they arrested the assassin, he said, it's because Andrew Jackson shut off the flow of cheap money, because he shut down the Second Bank of the United States of America. So, yeah, the essence of the banking industry is to keep us all, whether we are individuals or nations, slaves to debt. It is the best quote out of the movie The International.
The IBBC is a bank.
Sorry about that.
Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt, you control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry, to make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
So if you want to know why we're hovering on the edge of big mistake number three, because bankers love war. War drives everybody into debt. Both sides. The banks don't even care which side wins. That's why Brown Brothers Harriman in New York, and their offices are still there on Wall Street. They were financing Hitler because they wanted Hitler to get going into a war, and they were going to make money. The bankers will loan money to both sides for weapons. They'll loan money to both sides to rebuild after it's all over. And after the war is over, everybody is basically back where they were beforehand, except the graveyards are a lot bigger, and everybody is in debt to the banks for the next several generations. Germany only paid off their World War I debt a few years ago. Oh, my goodness, we've got to have a new world war. Plunge them all back into debt again, or they'll break free of the bankers, and we can't have that. Something for you to think about. As you hear all these stories about Syria's weapons of mass destruction and Iran's threat to Israel's commercial exploitation of nuclear power. Before the invention of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. It's just a bigger way of turning war into debt, of enslaving the entire planet. That's all it is. It's the new form of slavery. Leo Tolstoy was absolutely correct. It's debt is just a new form of human enslavement. And it's time for an emancipation here. And one final comment. I was going to save this for the end of the show wrap up, and I may even repeat it. But we are hearing, in addition to these two banks in England and apparently the third one up in Ireland, Ulster Bank, all these strange, mysterious glitches. And I was talking about how we were talking to one of our credit card providers, and they're saying, we can't actually guarantee that your credit card will be honored because of security reasons. Security got nothing to do with it. I'm hearing from a lot of people that all of a sudden banks are putting these unrealistically long holds on deposits here in the United States. I think we're already seeing bank holidays. They're not calling it that. They're calling it security concerns or computer glitches. You know, or a change in policy regarding our deposits. But it amounts to the same thing. The banks have run out of money to conduct their day-to-day business. And we're going to start seeing it more and more. So our advice to you, as always, is only have as much money in the bank as it takes to cover the checks you're writing and keep everything else at home. Because if you trust the banks with your money, you're going to wind up like the customers of NatWest and RBS and Ulster Bank and the banks that my friends are dealing with right now, where all of a sudden your money is in the bank, but you can't get it and you can't use it. Oh, gee, we're sorry. We're having problems of some kind. They're having a bank holiday. They don't want to admit it because that'll trigger a panic. But from your point of view, it's the same thing. Whether it's a computer glitch or a change of depositor policy or security concerns, if your money is in the bank and you can't get at it, that's a bank holiday. So please be very, very careful. Personal liquidity right now is your best friend. All right, moving right along here. Bloomberg is reporting that the cover, the little sort of glorified tent that TEPCO is building over the Fukushima power stations, are only designed to withstand winds up to 56 miles per hour, which is your general heavy, windy, blustery day. But they're not designed to deal with typhoon-level winds, which they just had one go through there, and there's another on the way, or with tornadoes, which apparently that part of Japan gets on a pretty regular basis. And I know everybody's used to the idea of tornadoes are in Tornado Alley in the United States of America, where the northern winds bouncing off the Rockies and the Gulf of Mexico winds coming up across Texas collide and produce tornadoes. But you get tornadoes in islands. We get them here in Hawaii. I've seen two since we came to Hawaii. We saw this little one, actually three, counting a water spout we saw over in Kaneohe Bay. And that makes a total of four tornadoes I've seen in person in my entire lifetime, and three of them have been here in Hawaii. So you get these things, and if a tornado were to run across that area of Fukushima, all that radioactive debris is going to get sucked up and blown who knows where. Now, another little charming story, apparently, recently, a TEPCO worker noticed that the Reactor 3 containment vessel gas management system was leaking. And they fixed it with duct tape. Now, there's a confidence builder for you. And my comment on that, whatreallyhappened.com, is I put up a picture of the Titanic sinking. And there's this little comment bubble at the bow saying, another roll of duct tape. I've got this under control. More and more bluefin tuna are being found with cesium contamination. They really messed this up. The money junkies really, really messed this up. And they haven't learned from their lessons. The United States Senate, the finest Senate that money can buy, has rejected a bill that would have given the individual separate states the right to require genetically modified organisms to be labeled in the store. It's a big deal. Over in Europe, it's mandatory. If this product has any genetically modified content, there must be a label. Here in the United States of America, the GMO companies lobbied and got a ban on labeling in this country. You're not allowed to know if that food you're putting in your mouth is naturally evolved on planet Earth or the creation of some guy striving for tenure in a laboratory someplace. You're not allowed to know. And the states were saying, we have to have the right where we can decide for ourselves if we want that or not. And the Senate said, no. It was supposed to be an amendment to the 2012 Farm Bill, and it was rejected. You are not allowed to know what is in your food, according to the United States Senate. I'll bet those senators have a way of knowing that they're not eating genetically modified crops. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, some computer news, more of your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And a listener just sent in an email from a story from inthenews.com. Basically, that cover they put over Reactor 1, it's purely cosmetic. It's not holding in any radiation. It's just basically there to keep webcams and telephoto lenses from seeing how badly the building has deteriorated. And they have the same problem with Building 4, and they're trying to put a cover on that. They're talking about just putting a cover over the whole thing. And that'll make the problem go away. No, it won't, because you're on the edge of the ocean, and the radioactivity is going down, not up, and leaching out into the ocean, which is why all the tuna fish are glowing in the dark now. Somebody else was basically, actually, I was over in the chat room talking about the situation with the volcanoes. And, yeah, we've got to be very serious. You're on an active volcano. And it is amazing how many people will come out to Hawaii and think it's basically just an extension of that Disneyland resort over there on the leeward side. And they forget all their survival skills, and they forget we're just another place with cities, and we've got economic problems, and we've got crime, and just like anybody else. And people come out here, and they think it's the Hawaii they see on those postcards. And a lot of it is, but a lot of it isn't. And you just got to use your common sense here. Okay, it is not a Disneyland theme park ride. It is an active volcano, and it will act like one. And if you're familiar with the early history of Hawaii, that volcano actually killed an entire army that was on its way to attack Kamehameha, which has made Kamehameha's reputation. Everybody said, oh, Pele likes him. By the way, two more stories about Hawaii, then we're going to grab a phone call. There is a legend, as it were, that if you take home a volcanic rock from Pele, bad luck will follow you. And it's sort of grown to be an urban legend, and people saying, oh, I took a rock from Pele on my vacation and my stock portfolio collapsed and everything. Guys, that legend was made up by the bus drivers who got tired of sweeping lava dust out of their buses after every tourist thing. So it's a made-up thing. And when I was over on Kauai at the Coco Palms taking the tour and listening to Bob Jasper, and he shared a story about how there are these very noisy frogs that inhabit that part of the island, and there was no way to get rid of them. And so the owners of the hotel had Larry Rivera, who was a busboy, but he'd become an entertainer, and they said, we're going to make up this story about how this forlorn lost lovers of the royal prince and princess, sort of a Romeo and Juliet Hawaii style, and they were in love with each other, and they were transformed into frogs as a curse. And so the singing of the frogs is the expression of love between them, and that'll shut up the guests about the noisy frogs. And it did. It worked. And it was actually printed on the back of the menu. And I remember when I was there reading the story and saying, oh, isn't that charming? And people would say to the frog, ah, what a wonderful little charming story. And it was basically to stop them from complaining about the frog. And it worked. And the song that Larry Rivera came up with actually turned into a hit. So a lot of these Hawaiian legends, they're not really ancient Hawaiian legends. We make them up as part of the entertainment. And the one about taking the volcanic rocks was made up by the bus drivers. So no, if you have a rock from Pele, it's not going to bring you bad luck. It'll leave dust on your carpeting, but that's about the extent of it here. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, can you hear me okay, Michael?
I can hear you. It sounds a little windy. You got to be standing downwind from Al Gore's old place.
No, actually, I'm going down the road in a truck. But the reason I called, Michael, about a year and a half ago, I noticed that the point-of-sales terminals in a lot of stores simultaneously were inoperable, and it was cash-only sales. Now, I made a comment at the time that the banks were losing their break in the bank, and they were drawing money back in, drawing currency back in. People thought I was nuts. But it's going on again, Mike. I went to the bank, trying to get $5,000 out in cash, and my bank told me they did not have $5,000 in cash. That they could give me a cashier's check or a counter check, but they could not give me cash. So I closed my account. They asked me why. I said, you just told me you didn't have any money. So I moved my account. It's good to hear someone agreeing with what I seem to be true.
Yeah. Now, the point of sales terminals at stores represent cash into the bank. They're not going to mess with those. They are subject to a lot of computer problems. But a lot of people don't like those point of sale terminals because, believe it or not, the stores have to pay a piece of their action to the banks to use those terminals. And it actually, it's costing them money to have those, but they have them there because of this massive ad campaign that says, use your plastic. You don't want to carry icky poo paper money around there. It's dirty. It has germs on there, which of course is a complete lie for two reasons. First of all, germs couldn't live on the money that I'm making. Second of all, believe it or not, there's actually a bacteriostatic chemical in that paper in order to prevent it from being a vector for human infection. But those point of sales terminals are making money for the banks, because they're getting a piece of the action. Doesn't help you, the consumer. Doesn't help the retailer. I never use them. I'm basically on a cash-only basis here. If I don't have the money to pay for it right then and there, I do without, and I advise that for everybody else. John, we got to let you go and take a commercial break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead of on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and finishing up with John's call there in Tennessee. I'm getting already a lot of email from people who are reporting similar experiences where attempts to withdraw, I'm not going to say huge amounts of money from the bank, but, you know, in this inflationary era, you know, taking $1,000 out isn't that big a deal. And they're saying obstacles are being put in their way. New bank regulation, security, anti-terror, anti-drug, you're not allowed to have cash. We'll let you play around with your debit card, and as John was saying, counter checks, cashier's checks, we'll issue those. But we just don't have the cash right now, and that is a very alarming situation. It sounds like everybody's hovering at the edge of a bank holiday. And very long delays to deposits. I know one of the banks that we do business with now has a policy where if you're going to withdraw anything over $1,000, you have to give them a 3-day advance notice. So one more time, the advice that we are giving to our readers and our listeners as we start to see these bank holidays and freezes and lockups. only have as much money in the bank as you need to cover your outstanding checks and have the rest of it in your own pocket. Remember, every time you use those plastic cards, debit card, whatever, the bank is getting a piece of the action. It's not helping you. It's taking money away from you in interest charges on those credit cards. It's actually taking money away from the retailers who have to pay a fee to the bank. So it's, you know, the banks, they're not a blessing. They're a parasite. They're getting a piece of the action of everything. You're buy a newspaper, bank gets a piece of the action. Buy flowers for your wife, bank gets a piece of the action. It's like the mafia with really nice buildings that look like churches. And there's a reason for that. It's part of that illusion, that image of respectability and solidarity. And I remember one time when we were working on the TV series Lost, and we were using a bank in downtown Honolulu as a location. And when you're out there in the customer area, it looks really nice. And in order to do what we were doing, we were back where the desks are, where the executives are and the managers are. And it was a mess. And the laminations are coming off and everything. And it looked more like a set than our movie sets. That the side facing the public is maintained and cared for and polished and clean. And what was facing back to the bank workers themselves is it's just falling apart and rotted. It's all illusions, smoke and mirrors. It's not real any longer. Anyway, we've been talking about planned obsolescence, and you know it's a big issue with me. You know, inks expire now. They have expiration dates. You're not allowed to use the black ink after this date on the calendar. Go out and buy a new one. Printers that will disable themselves after so many pieces of paper are printed just so that you will go out and buy a new one. Light bulbs, tungsten light bulbs expire after 1,000 hours. If they last longer than that, the manufacturers get fined. And now there's a new one, and I think Apple Computer has stepped in it on this one because apparently they have decided that with the advent of the iPhone 5, they're going to change the little socket that's on the bottom. And this little socket has kind of been a universal going all the way back to the iPod. As a matter of fact, I have this little iPod Nano that was in from the cast of Lost to us on the crew for season 4. And let's see if I can show that to the Justin TV people. It was all engraved. There you are. There's your little iPod. And it's got the same socket. And so all the power charging accessories will work. The USB cord to connect it to your computer, all will work. With the next iPhone, Apple's going to change that so that all of your existing accessories are immediately obsolete. If you go to the iPhone 5, and at this point I'm not going to after that situation with the Iranian woman, but if you buy an iPhone 5, all of your existing accessories will not work. You will have to buy all new accessories to have the blessings of the iPhone 5. I don't see it as a blessing. I didn't even go to the iPhone 4. Probably when our current contract is up with our cell phone provider, which I think must be soon because I'm getting all these mail solicitations. Come on in, pick out your new phone for free, and sign a new 2-year contract. Ain't going to happen, AT&T. We're going to a new provider with a better attitude toward the customers, and we'll probably go to Droid or what's that big one, the Samsung Galaxy that's a little bit larger and easier for people of my vintage to read on the go. So we're probably going to go with that situation. And I hate to do it. I invested in all these wonderful apps on the iPhone, but the reality is I don't use most of them, and it's time to make a point here about Apple's. Apple's gone down the dark side the way Microsoft did, of forced obsolescence and poor quality software and just an absolute attitude of disdain toward the customers. And I'm not the only one. This iPhone socket issue has angered a great many, many people here. Now, there's an interesting story about this endangered frog. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is designating nearly 6,500 acres in Mississippi and Louisiana as critical habitat for the endangered Mississippi gopher frog. And it's apparently the only endangered frog in the Southeast. Now, I have a couple of issues with this. First of all, life forms do go extinct. That's part of the process. I mean, George Carlin had this wonderful routine about how millions and millions of species have gone extinct. We didn't kill them. They just went. That is part of the process. New life forms emerge. Old, obsolete life forms unable to adapt to the new environment go extinct. This idea that we can take a dynamic Earth and freeze it in terms of its current configuration, its current temperature, its current humidity, its current carbon dioxide levels, its current life forms, and not change any longer is arrogant and stupid. It's like saying you can take a small child, lock him in a closet, and he will stop growing. Not going to happen. Now, another issue I have with this whole situation is the fact that of this 6,500 acres in Mississippi and Louisiana, the frog isn't actually found in most of it. The attitude from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is, well, by reserving a larger area to it, we're hoping that it will migrate into these new regions and find places where it can live and reproduce. In other words, they're not declaring it as a habitat for where the frog lives right now. They're going to say, we're going to set it aside as a habitat for the frog where we hope they'll go in the future. And they're saying it's very important that we include areas where the frog doesn't actually live. So the government is grabbing 6,500 acres of land to protect a frog that isn't even actually on most of that land. And you need to understand, when they designate an area as critical habitat, it means you can't use it any longer. Can't build on it, can't live on it. It's just, we're setting it aside for the frog. Now, what this is all about, and the reason it gets so absurd at a time when we have so many homeless human beings in this country, and starvation, and they're grabbing vast tracts of land for habitat for the frog. It isn't that the frog is actually worth more than you are to the government, although that may actually be true, but that's not the point. It's collateral. That is the reason for all of this land grabbing that's been going on, going back to the Nixon administration. Nixon started the EPA, and he didn't do it out of a love for the warm, fuzzy critters in the woods. The problem was that even back then, U.S. government borrowing was completely out of control. They were borrowing from other countries, and they were collateralizing the borrowing with the gold in Fort Knox. So Charles de Gaulle started saying that maybe we should be hanging on to that gold until you pay the loans back. Other nations started saying exactly the same thing, and Nixon had to slam that gold window closed, or the treasury would have been emptied. And so what Nixon said is, we're going to collateralize our borrowing with public lands from the United States. But he couldn't turn around and say to the American people, all of you need to get out of the national parks and all those wilderness areas and public zones, because we got to fence them off because they're now the collateral on the national debt. The American people would have been very, very angry at that. So Nixon creates the Environmental Protection Agency, and what the American public is told is, we're going to chase you out of these wilderness zones and these roadless areas and these habitats and these wetlands and all these other names. They had dozens and dozens of names to sort of obfuscate how big the land grab really was. But basically, it amounted to the same thing. We're kicking you out of your public lands because they're not your public lands anymore. They're pledged as collateral on government borrowing. And that's what's been going on. There, as the U.S. government borrows more money from other governments, they have to fence off more and more of your public lands, including your public mineral resources, as collateral on the national debt. Now, when the Federal Reserve and the federal government collapses, my position is going to be the U.S. government did not have the permission of the American people to pledge our land as collateral on the government's debt. And so any foreigner who thinks they're going to come on in here and start setting up tourism traps on our public lands without our permission, they're going to get a fight. Because this comes definitely under the heading of odious debt. Debts incurred by the government, not for the benefit of the American people, and therefore not due, not payable, not assignable to the American people. And that means, of course, the collateral pledged on that debt is still the property of the American people. So that's why they're out there screaming about 6,500 acres on behalf of a frog. It's got nothing to do with the frog. It has to do with the fact that the government needs to borrow more money And the lender is saying, we got to have collateral, and that 6,500 acres of prime Mississippi, Louisiana land will do rather nicely. And we need to be ready to fight for our public lands against foreign creditors coming in and saying, we own it now. We need to be ready to say, no, you don't. We never agreed. We, the people, never consented to the pledging of our public lands as collateral on the government debt. And it is not forfeit, and you don't own it, we do. It is still the birthright of the American people. If the government of the United States lied to you that they owned the land and could pledge it as collateral, it's your fault for being stupid enough to believe them. But we didn't agree. We did not give our consent. Period. End of discussion here. All right, a couple of stories. My rant yesterday about the medicinal benefits of tobacco, and let me clarify that because a lot of people wrote in about that story. Yes, smoking does have health consequences, but it's not all black. There are reasons smoking has been very popular throughout history, and it is up to the individual human being to make that choice if you want to risk the health damage for the benefits that you get back. Like I said, there's compelling evidence that tobacco use holds off Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. But yes, you can get emphysema and high blood pressure in various other situations. At my age, I'm not going to be smoking long enough to get cancer if I decide to smoke. But it should be up to me, not the government, to make those choices. Now, that being said, other people are sending in these other articles. As you know, cholesterol has been demonized in the media so that the pharmaceutical industry can sell you medications that will get rid of cholesterol, often causing you more harm than just living with the cholesterol would do. Apparently, statins are now being linked to more and more incidents of heart attacks because the arterial plaque isn't dissolving slowly. It comes off in big chunks and floats to someplace very critical and plugs up a very important line in your heart or your brain. Now they're finding out that apparently, remember, all cholesterol was bad. Then there was good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. And they still really don't know where the line is. But apparently, a high cholesterol diet has been shown to actually repair damaged brains because it increases production of an important component of the nervous system that facilitates proper communication and can offset Parkinson's and Alzheimer's disease. So now they're saying cholesterol is actually necessary to deal with brain damage from these things. All right, we're going to grab a real quick phone call here. Werner in New Brunswick, aloha, welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Oh, just what you just mentioned about the government selling off public land. You know, according to the law, when the servants or the hired helps, when they're selling off the owner's assets, isn't that considered to be a criminal offense?
I am not actually aware of the law on that, but in this case, we're still not technically considered servants of the government. In fact, it's supposed to be the other way.
Mike, this is the point I'm making. The land and the assets in this country, they belong to the people of this country. And the ones in government, they are the servants.
I see what you're saying, yes.
You know?
Yes. And, it's a little more fundamental than that. If you hire a janitor for your factory, because that's the analogy I like to use, if you hire a janitor for your factory, does that janitor have the right to take out a mortgage on the factory? And the answer obviously is no. And anybody who gave the janitor money for a mortgage on the property that the janitor did not own, they're an idiot. And they don't really have a claim on that factory after all. And so that's my position with regard to all these entities that loaned the U.S. government money on the promise of collateralization by the public lands. The government may have owned the gold in Fort Knox, and actually I maintain that that was the people's gold bullion as well. But the government did not really have a legal right to pledge as collateral lands belonging to the people of the United States of America, certainly not to turn around and claim that we were being barred from using our own lands for reasons connected to the environment.
So why make it complicated? It's just as simple as that. Or when somebody wants to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge, if you're so stupid to fall for it, it's your problem.
That's a good analogy. I will use that in the future. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. All righty. We talked about this story a little while ago, and we used it as an illustration, again, of money junkie thinking. We can have a good society. We can have good products. We can have nuclear power. We can have oil wells. We just cannot have these things as long as money junkies are allowed to be making the key decisions. Scott's Miracle-Gro. It's a name you all know. They all, along with all their other products, they have a line of bird seed products. And it turned out that this company knew the bird seed products they were selling over a period of a couple of years were contaminated with the poison that was killing the wild birds it was fed to, and they went on selling it. Now they're being sued. Class action lawsuit. I hope they're driven out of business. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin, you might say it is routine. It happens far too often.
And a Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this Scott's Miracle-Gro situation. They've got these lines of wild bird seeds. That's for people who live out in rural areas, and they like the wild birds to come around because they're pretty. They make a very pleasant sound. And they had these brands of bird seed, Country Pride, Morning Song, Scott's Songbird Selections, Scott's Wild Bird Food. The managers of the Scott's company knew these bird seeds were sprayed with this Storcide 2 insecticide for storage life and loss control, and this stuff is bad for the birds. It's killing the wild birds. And so this company went out and sold bird seed for wild birds they knew was going to kill the wild birds. But hey, we're making money. That makes it all right. And they got caught doing it. The evidence came out that they, you know, they tried to say, oh, it was an accident, horrible accident. No, it wasn't. They were told by their own scientists, you can't do this. And they went ahead and did it anyway because it was a business decision. And they got caught doing it, and there's a class action lawsuit. Now, I want to see where all those people who were so upset about the dog fighting, Michael Vick and that situation, I want to see them go after the CEOs of Scott's and get them thrown in jail for intentionally killing wild birds. Were there any endangered species that were killed by this bird seed? There are all kinds of, I mean, look at all the problem British Petroleum got into for poisoning the wildlife in the Gulf of Mexico. Now you've got Scott's poisoning wild birds all across America, all around the world. We need them to be held criminally liable for this thing. Not because I'm really caring all that much about the wild birds, but because money junkie behavior of anything is permissible as long as it lands us a profit has got to stop. It's completely out of control here. Another problem we've got here, apparently corporations have been pouring toxic waste into deep wells, figuring, oh, it's just a hole in the ground, nobody will care. Now it's getting into public water supplies. 30 trillion tons of toxic liquid injected into the earth, and it's poisoning the groundwater. And that's not a surprise. They knew that was going to happen. I proposed to Claire at Coloma, where the California Gold Rush began, and they have a major problem with their well water now. They're all having to get bottled water because the mercury that was used to amalgam gold ore has, you know, been in the ground there for hundreds of years. It's in all of the effluents from the mining operations are now in the toxifying the groundwater. So they know this is an issue, but hey, we'll do it now and it's somebody else's down the road. There's no responsibility in corporate America and no will by the federal government to hold them to account. All of the talk about protecting the environment is nothing but an excuse to grab land as collateral on the federal government debt. That's how completely out of control it is. That's the end of our show. Have yourselves a really good weekend. Remember, keep all your money at home. You don't need to cover your checks at the bank. We'll talk to you on Monday. Until then, have a good week. Hug your loved ones. Drive carefully. Support Republic Broadcasting. Support Ron Paul. Support Occupy. Support what really happened. And Aloha, America.